Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
For years, I just dreaded going to the dentist. But at Advanced Dentistry, I don't have to.
First and foremost, they want you to feel comfortable when you walk in. Like, you'll feel it. Whereas in the past, I might have gone into the dentist and thinking, I might feel some pain at some point. But with IV sedation, it can be something that you don't dread.
If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, you're not alone. Visit NoFearDentist.com to learn how IV sedation can change your life.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, back with another installment of the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Sometimes we love them. Sometimes we hate them. We'll see, but y'all already know if you listen to this podcast that I'm very what? Yes, excited, thrilled, elated. Y'all been taking voice classes. Is this voice more soothing to your ear? I'm really trying to give y'all an ear massage. Is it working? Let me know. I'm so thrilled to have this guest. We scammed another icon off of the internet. You know this is about to be a good time. We have amazing content creator and comedian on the show. She is a Miami native. Hey, shout out to 305, residing in Atlanta, Georgia, moving from one scam city to the next. You've seen her hilarious viral skits like Black Hogwarts and the misogynist podcast Perry Hoes Not Humans. I love Hoes Not Humans. Oh, bucket hat. Check out her podcast, Jokes on You, with co-host comedian Tally Berry Baby, wherever you get your podcasts. Congregation, please welcome Mel Mitchell to the show. Hi, Mel.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. Hey, guys.
I'm so happy to have you. I feel like we got you off the internet and I was so thrilled because I love Hoes Not Human. Those skits are so, oh my goodness.
Thank you. They're my pride and joy. I love Bucket Hat, Mish, and of course, the Quan Dietrich.
Quan Dietrich is down so bad. And
He's always down terrible. He has the worst luck and he deserves it.
He does deserve it, but I love his enthusiasm to just keep fighting from that mattress on the floor and, you know, telling these females about their low value, you know?
You know, because only a high value man can sleep on the floor, you know? You gotta be high to get that low.
Exactly. When you're so high, nothing can lower you. Listen, when you are a high value man, it don't matter how low to the ground you are because that value is high.
And if you're higher than these females.
That's
really what matters.
And if you don't know what we're talking about out there, you must be living under a rock. And shout out to you, because I'm on the internet constantly ruining my mental health.
Chronically online. That's my problem as well.
Mel makes hilarious videos about all of those toxic bro-y podcasts. And what's so wild to me about it is you are doing parody and literally it word for word, bar for bar. I swear after that, I see another clip going viral of men saying the same thing in full earnesty. And it always cracks me up. So I'm like, how? Like, you're making the material just so easy.
I literally can't make it up. And I kind of get so overwhelmed with like making the videos because they're always so long because I have too much material. I don't know what to do with the material. And literally one of the Manosphere people stumbled upon my videos and thought I wasn't talking about him and like posted, like showing love to me. Like, yeah, see, she making fun of these dudes and that I don't do that. That's not me. Cause the problem with y'all females is y'all single mothers and that's why y'all not in the home. And that's the problem with, and I'm like, hey, excuse me. You're literally the main inspiration for Quan Dietrich. And he deleted my comment and then untagged me from the video.
But left it up. That's how good your comment. That's how good your content is. I'm not deleting it because it's doing numbers. But I will get rid of it.
I made sure to screenshot because I was like, I know the type of person I'm dealing with. You're going to delete my comment. So I screenshotted it as soon as I did it. And then I refreshed it. The comment was gone. Yeah. And then one of his friends was like, bro, I think she's making fun of you. And he's like, nah, couldn't be. No way.
Ever. She's uplifting us. You saw what she said about these females. It's like, wow, y'all really are denser than we thought. Like, y'all really are this dense.
I didn't know you could be that dense, but you know, shout out to you, because I would like more DeLulu in my life. Personally, I'm trying to live a more delusional existence because reality,
people are so happy.
Smiling all the time. And I want that for me. I want that for y'all. Add a little DeLulu into your morning routine, congregation. Get out there and just live your imagination. We love that for you. But also, I have to ask you, because Miami native, I used to live in Fort Lauderdale. I'll tell the girls who don't know Miami, but you know, I guess now Jocelyn Hernandez has made Lauderdale something on the map. Lauderdale. I was like, you know what, Jocelyn, you keep persisting. She's really a scam in herself, and I love that for Chanelica Betancourt.
What a queen.
What a queen. Actually, on iCarly, they let me name part of my character Harper. So her name was always Harper when I got the role, but my showrunner Allie was like, what do you want her last name to be? And I was like, can it be Betancourt? And because it sounded rich and she used to be rich. But then I told them why I wanted it to be that. And I showed them Jocelyn's fake ID. And I was like, she was Chanelica Betancourt. And it's the most hilarious fake name I've ever heard.
How did you even come up with that? That's why I always appreciate Issa Rae. Because she, in rap shit. Can we cuss on here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. This is always my question. Can I cuss? But on rap shit, she names all the characters after female rappers.
Yeah.
And Dominique Perry's character is named Chanelica.
Yeah.
That's why they call her Nelly. It's Chanelica, as in Jocelyn Hernandez. And I, you know, we love some homage, you know.
We do.
And Jocelyn, she didn't go back to the strip club, and I can always appreciate that.
Listen, she got into much, much more dastardly activities, if you ask me. But at the same time, like, what are you going to do?
Off at the strip club.
Right. That now seems more wholesome than what she's out here doing, but you know.
Fair.
That's her life. That's her life and hers, her own. But so living in Miami to living in Atlanta, I'm sure you have quite the familiarity with scams, because you know Georgia is like the highest scams per capita in the continental U.S. That's where they come out of. And it's Atlanta.
I'm sure. I am absolutely sure. Yes.
What's your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? Have you seen some scams you can talk about and the feds don't slide?
I love a good scam. You know, I never went full scam, but you know, I was a 23-year-old in Atlanta at one point. So I used to be out here getting my, you know, having my way with things. And
having my way with things.
I would find my way into parties and places I shouldn't have been or wasn't invited to. And I was just telling a story at my show on Saturday about how one time, like, I went to the club with, like, some rich N-words. And
you can say all the words here.
I was out with some rich niggas, period. And yeah, they had handed me a wad of cash at the strip club. And I only threw like $17 at the strippers, and I put the rest in my purse.
Amen. No, listen,
wholesome scam. Those are the scams you're supposed to do, okay? I was taking down big corporations, like Big Nigga, and I was taking them down.
Big Nigga Inc.
Big Nigga. Big listen, Pharma, Big Nigga.
The projections for Big Nigga have been, they're in the green this year. We're up. We're in the black.
Yes, honestly. And so I almost was recently a victim of a scam. So the story I was telling you, you know, I had a show on Saturday and, you know, it was sold out. I was so excited. So, you know, on a high headlining for the first time, an hour.
Yes.
And then one of the club owners came up to me and was like, hey, we got people outside talking about they have a giveaway. They won tickets in a giveaway. And I was like, I didn't do no damn giveaway.
I didn't give nothing away. We sold everything.
Give shit away. No, you need to go buy your ticket. What are you talking about? So I look at the email and, you know, there's very few men that I compliment on their character.
Okay.
And that gosh darn Kevin Fredericks did a giveaway on his Patreon for tickets to my show. He gave out like 30 tickets to my show. And those people were outside ready to retrieve said tickets. I didn't know anything about it. So I'm thinking, oh, this is Atlanta. We've been scammed.
Immediately.
I had to call Kev. You know, Kev's a busy man. So I was like, I'm going to call Kev. Hello. Like, and he answered. And I was like, hey, did you buy tickets? He's like, oh, yeah, I did. I was like, what?
He's such a good dude.
And he had people pull up to the show. Like, I cried 11 times this weekend. But again, that was a wholesome moment. But that could have easily been some Atlanta shit because scams.
Exactly.
People have scammed before. When I was in Tampa, someone came to the show saying they were my cousin and to let them in. I don't have any cousins in Tampa. I still don't know who it is, but because it was like, oh, you're black, sure.
Right. Like, we could, because I actually might have cousins in Tampa. There's a whole side of my family that were like my grandfather and my. They might have 23'd an ancestry Jew and was like, hold on.
I do have some people in Tampa and Central Florida, but we didn't have a conversation about it, ma'am. I don't even know you. Why are you telling people that you was my cousin to get in the show? You are going to hell. I don't know who that person is, but hell awaits you.
Listen, I got a fake cousin too, and she stays on my Instagram saying she my cousin on my daddy's side. And you know, everybody always talks about how like your biological father, for some reason, we're never as close to our relatives on our biological father's side as we are to the relatives on our mother's side. Like, yeah. I know all my cousins on my mama's side, but on my daddy's side, it gets a little dicey. Like, I got my favorite cousin, Ronald, and that's it.
Like, yeah, I
know it's more over there, but I do not know them for real. It's just me and Ronald.
It gets kind of shaky. Like my dad's side, I have more family and I know more of their side because he has a bigger family.
Okay.
My mom's side is smaller and I'm closer to them because it was smaller. And then like, you're just naturally going to be closer to your mom's side. But I have a bunch of cousins. Like, it was so bad that I would be in class at FAMU and we would go through the roll sheet and one of my family names is Roll, R-O-L-L-E. It's like a Bahamian name in Miami. And I was like, girl, you might be my cousin. She was like, no, we're cousins.
No, we actually are. You were like, she was like, no, we are.
No, she was like, no, we're actually cousins, actually. Like, for real. And I was like. Yeah.
That's why coming
and
from Texas.
She was for sure my cousin.
Yes. And you were like, hey, cousin, now y'all got to go to the cookout together.
And I already had a cousin in that class. So I had two cousins in that class then.
Your whole family tree was supporting FAMU. Y'all got to
literally, I'm third generation, both sides of my family, FAMU.
I got to go sit on Mel Mitch bench at FAMU.
I'm going to give me one. Honestly, once I get my money for real, because like Will Packer got a whole amphitheater. I want a Mitchell Terrace. I want something with my name.
A terrace could be cute where they look down at people.
I want like a little garden or something. I need like a staircase. Something going to be named after me at that campus. They need to do something for me because I deserve. I did not leave with a husband or any of the other things that I wanted from FAMU. So y'all need to give me something.
Yeah, we got to get you at least a door, a lamppost, a window.
A statue.
At least a seal. You know what I mean?
A singular classroom. And I ain't got to have a whole building. I just want this to be the Mel Mitchell classroom.
Hallway.
Maybe the cafeteria. I spent a lot of time in the cafeteria. Maybe a Mel Mitch menu item.
Exactly. Like they put it over the little sneeze guard and it's just like Mel Mitch keeping you
safe. A little
safe.
Placard right there.
Yeah. And honestly, we all deserve that.
And I can't wait to go to the ribbon cutting of my sneeze guard.
Yes.
Signature cocktail in the cafeteria. Something.
We got to have it. We got to have it. Or at least I want at least my name on the soda fountain. Like every time you get you a little of that mixed up.
A little orange soda mixed with some fruit.
If we're sponsored by Pepsi, when you get your Starry. If we're sponsored by Coke, when you get your Sprite. It's just you see my face smiling.
Maybe like, I can do like a commercial like Tyrese and that'll be my big break.
Oh,
Tyrese was a heartthrob. Good times.
He used to be.
Tyrese from me. Tyrese took Tyrese from me. Because I grew up in a Tyrese household.
I did too. I used to not think the intro to Baby Boy was weird. It was Tyrese naked in a fake womb as a grown man.
It just tracked.
And I was like, this makes sense. Like, he's got abs.
Oh, Baby Boy. Umbilical cord, duh.
A grown man swimming in the amniotic sac. What's y'all don't get it? That's art. High art. Yeah, Tyrese really, like, he should sue Mark Zuckerberger. Because Instagram really ruined Tyrese for all of us. Because
It was Twitter. Jack needs to pay for his crimes for many things. But it was Twitter first. Because Twitter, I remember when Twitter came out. 2009, I saw it on the news. And this was, I wasn't allowed to have social media. Like when MySpace was hot, I never had a MySpace. I didn't have Facebook. And I heard about Twitter. And I was like, let me hurry up and make one of these motherfuckers before my parents tell me I can't have it. And that's when celebrities started getting broken down. And then even in high school, I was like, oh, these niggas can't spell.
They could not read good.
I was like, oh, and it was Tyrese because he'd be misspelling shit. I'd be like, Mr. Gibson, what's going on? You was so busy on that goddamn train or bus in that Pepsi, or was it Pepsi or Coke commercial, singing to, was it Maia Campbell he was singing to or Tatiana Ali? One of them brown skin
I can't queens. Remember, but yes.
You singing on the bus. You should have been going on that bus to school.
But you're forgetting. After he was singing on the bus and after he was in the womb in Baby Boy, you know, then he started flying cars to the moon in Fast and Furious. He didn't have time. You know how many Too Fasts and Furiouses they done made? He didn't have time to read. Okay, listen, God gave him abs, a great voice. He's attractive. And then literacy, God was like, you can't have that.
Like, and you know, it just wasn't fair because again, it happened so fast. He was in Transformers too. We love Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting robots
that were also cars.
And at some point, there's no reason. You are hot. You have abs. You can sing. Why are you corny? You are literally God's favorite.
He couldn't have it all. That's why God was like, let me even this out with a dash of corniness. Otherwise, he might have been
brain cells up off you.
Yeah, you don't need those because I gave you the abs. Those are going to do a lot of the work and the singing is going to do a lot of the work. So just run up off them, that IQ. You don't need all that. Don't worry about that, sweetheart. But
1994, I had to look it up. 1994 on the Coca-Cola bus.
Oh, okay. I actually do not remember that then. I think maybe I've seen it online. But
I mean, I don't remember it in real time because I was also born in 1994. But I remember the lore. You know, okay, like
it's the lore for me because I was like, I don't think I actually physically saw it in real time.
I was probably in utero, like he was a baby boy, but I still remember like the Tyrese of it all.
Yes, sweet the lady. Era. Oh, sweet era. Lady,
him battling Usher in the My Way video.
Oh, I was so there. Good. See. I was there mentally when I saw it again. I want R&B men to go back to like really singing about love, singing about pain. We need to get more of y'all dancing in the rain. I'm so tired of these rap songs. It's like, then I bring it to the crib, show her how I live, fuck her in the hearse, steal from a purse, call that Uber, kick that female out. Wow, what are we doing? Like, where's the love making? Like, why?
We brought this up on my podcast too, because like, okay, misogyny isn't new.
No.
It's not a new concept. But at least there was a sense of discretion with it. You know, the James Browns and the Teddy Pendergrass was going home and beating hoes up. But when they're in the studio.
Something terrible.
When they were in the studio, they were in love. Mm. They reverenced the Black Queen. They loved you. When they got home, it was different. But at least in the studio, in the confines of the studio, there was love there. Now the niggas don't even care. They don't even use sexual innuendo no more. It's, I want to fuck you in your ass. Whoa!
Whoa! Wait a minute. Like, what happened to, like, a metaphor? You can't make... My coochie used to be a flower. It was a lotus flower bomb, and now it's just...
Give me that pussy.
Oh, no!
I'm a lady.
Like, you're scaring the hoes. What's going on?
I, as a representative of the hoes, am afraid.
Terrified. A fear.
And at least just ease us into, we know you ain't no good, but at least say sorry. Brent don't never apologize. Brent just like, no. I ain't shit, fuck you bitches. And then that's just the song.
You should have known I wasn't shit. Never respected you. Like, what?
I'm a fucking mama too. And I hate you hoes. I'ma hit you in the face. Fuck you.
And they get too specific. Drake be doing reads that I'm like, he be like, then you went to the club with your fake Glenn Cleef, and we know you got your BBL and DR. And it's like, wait a minute. You are in women business. You are too deep in women business. You're supposed to be singing about how beautiful we are. You know what,
Drake started that. And it got too bad because he would be so oddly specific. Like that poor girl from fucking Hooters on Peace Street.
Hooters on Peace Street.
Couldn't even go to fucking work no more because Drake wanted to put her in a goddamn song.
And he put her directly in this song. Courtney he from Hooters on Peach Street.
These real bitches. And freaking like these wasn't real hoes.
Right. Keisha. Shanta.
Ronda. Monique. These aren't real bitches. These are general hoes.
Right.
Drake would be Melanie who lived on the east side and went, okay.
Be serious, Drake. Like, you giving out bitches. You doxing bitches on the songs. Hey, you doxing hoes on the song. Like, DMX would be like, Cookie, I met her at an ice cream parlor. But Drake is like, Felicia, she work at the post office on 3rd and Mail Road. Like, what do you mean?
Damn, she gotta go back to work, Drake.
She on the 9 a.m. shift getting her shit. What do you now we know exactly.
She got a side bang like that. Now you know exactly who the fuck. Now everybody know you fuck Drake.
She got a mole on her left cheek. Like, what, Drake, this is too specific now. But I remember when he did something where he was hanging up jerseys, like strippers that he retired, but they didn't have to strip no more.
Without their consent. Malaya is like 42. She refuses to stop twerking because she has to defy Drake. It's been like 10 years since he hugged her jersey up. She's like, bitch, I didn't say I wanted my jersey hung up. Fuck you. And she's still stripping.
She Malaya came out of retirement just because Drake told her she couldn't.
I didn't plan on retiring, but now I'm definitely not. How you gonna retire me?
Yeah, you can't retire.
Can't be going to the fucking Staples Center. And it's like, hey, LeBron, you're done, pal. We're gonna hang your jersey up. I know you want to play in the league with your son, but you're done.
Yeah, we got to get rid of you. No, you're it's done. Ridiculous. But I want to say that I'm glad that you asked them where they got. See, I'm spinning the block out. You asked them where they got their giveaway from.
We got our track.
Because it would have been funny if Kev got a text or something, or like people got on Patreon and they were like, Mel Miss just came outside and beat us up because she said we were scamming her show.
You lying ass bitches. I'm trying to make money. This is my
she
job.
Took a baseball bat to my car, Kev. No, so I'm glad that he's such an icon. He's so supportive. Yes. He love us for real, and I love him for real. So I'm glad that that happened, and congratulations on headlining one of what will be many more headlinings and specials, because you are Thank so you. Talented. So we're so happy Thank to have you here.
Scams!
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
Ready for an amazing deal? Breezeline's fiber-powered internet starting at $19.99 per month offers the reliability you deserve and security you can trust. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, we've got all your needs covered with speeds up to 1 gig and our 2-year price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with 2 free months of internet, free equipment, and free Wi-Fi your way to protect against cyber threats. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires July 8th, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
And we're going to get into our first segment here. Okay, as y'all can see, me and Mel are going to have a good old time. So y'all can just come along for the ride. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have fun with us. So this is our first segment here called What's Hot in Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. Or more often than not, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. Amen. So, Mel, all I need from you is a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender here. It can literally be anything.
Okay. I already thought about this because I was like, okay, let me practice for the pot. Bethesda.
Bethesda. Isn't that in Maryland? They got a Bethesda, Maryland.
I think so. Yes. It's
also,
one of them
Bethesda,
cities.
The inside of her purse smells so good. She always got a peppermint. You know what I mean?
And lotion. And lotion.
And lotion. And lotion and a tissue, baby. Okay, dry them tears up. Okay, Bethesda is definitely on the Usher board at church. She got her white gloves on, and she will make you go to the extra seating if we are full. And you cannot come in when prayer is
happening.
You never
catch her without pantyhose on.
Mm-mm, always got a pantyhose on. Bethesda
she is
be at
not
the
walking
gym
around here
in pantyhose. Okay, since the 80s, she was like, no, these pantyhose are never coming off. Bare legs? No, that's for my husband. And
absolutely
God.
Not.
Can't be seeing my leg pores. Mm-mm, never that. So, and I feel like she got hair under the pantyhose too, which I don't know how you do that, because that makes my legs hurt. If I ever have like a little hair and I put on pantyhose,
it still stick out, but she refused. But it's the thick pantyhose. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's, for it's the elements. No, she can't. It's like the sheer, like that brown, like that terrible shade of brown sheer. Mm-hmm. And you can't see nothing. But
that
it
brown
is
that no black person has ever been.
It
I'm
never
like,
matches
where did y'all
anyone's
get this brown?
Skin tone. It's just like a sheer, not
it's
even
like
doodle
tree
brown. It's
bark.
Like a,
it's yeah, it's dull.
Like I guess paper, like literal paper bag color. Because yes. Like no one is this color. So why is
no
this
one.
Being used as a barometer for anything?
But I yeah, would feel better had. If it fit somebody's shade, but it literally fits no black person's shade. They were like, what if we just made a brown that no black person could use? That way everyone is dissatisfied. That'll help them. Yep. Legs. And you know, you get them at the CVS or the Walgreens when you're in a pinch. It's
Ooh,
usually when you
run them.
What if
they are knee highs? What if they're not even real pantyhose? They're just knee highs and she just...
Now, you know, knee highs are for hussies. She got to have it going all the way up to the bra line.
The knee hussies. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
We're back.
So, Bethesda says, hi, scam goddess. I'm reaching out because I was recently scammed out of $800 by one of my personal heroes in the nail industry, celebrity nail technician. I am not going to say the name because I just found a new abogado/abogada. Y'all know people be trying to sue me, but Bethesda's putting the name on blast, full government. But I am going to, let's call, what do we want to call the fake nail technician? Give me an Instagram-y name.
Nails by Nisha.
So we're going to call the fake nail tech Nails by Nisha. Okay. So Bethesda says she was scammed out of $800 by one of her personal heroes in the nail tech industry, celebrity nail technician Nails by Nisha. Ooh. So last summer, Nails by Nisha reached out to me via Instagram DM about participating in a project in New York City for the 50th anniversary of hip hop. We exchanged phone numbers and she told me over the phone that she was creating a commemorative nail kit and hosting a massive event to launch it in November of 2023. Celebrity nail tech Nisha has reached out to Bethesda on the Instagram DMs and was like, hey girl, it's me, your favorite celebrity nail hero, the cuticle queen. And naturally, at the 50-year celebration of hip hop, we need to do something for nails. And I want you to be involved. Hip hop, now nails. Women in hip hop did have very nails. Iconic nails. But when I think of 50 years of hip hop, I don't immediately go, what are the nails giving?
Are they doing the nails drives or who's doing the nails?
Because
we need to figure out the fingernail problem.
Not the music, not the outfits, not the iconic hair.
If it was like sneakers, because I know like Nike did stuff, that mm-hmm. makes sense. The rappers yes. had on the sneakers. I don't think KRS-One had a full set.
he had some French chips with some rhinestones.
I don't think that Rapper's Delight was getting talking a feel. About. I don't think he was like a coffin. You know, I don't think. Don't think that was something that the people were oppressed about. And again, I do think the nails were a thing.
Yes.
Especially in R&B, you know, SWV had the nails going. Even yeah, FloJo had nails.
Yeah, her nails would cross the finish line before she did.
They would.
And those were her real nails. So they would like curl over and I was like,
they would curve. Yeah, same with SWV. Well, I don't know if they were real, but I know SWVs would like.
Because after a while, your nails curl. That's why I'm like, why y'all letting them grow to the curl point? But that used to be the thing in the 90s, like the little curly Q nail. You could buy them like that. It reminds me of
people
Friday.
Who have like, the world records, their nails just like keep swirling into each other. It's really gross.
It's so really nasty. Gross. So now Nails by Nisha has roped in our girl Bethesda. And Bethesda says, I agreed to participate. There would be nail polish in the kit named after me. There was also going to be an event in August of 2023 where participant techs would get to do an Instagram live with a yet unnamed female rapper. She told me this was going to be a career-changing project and it would open many doors for me in this industry. So now Nails by Nisha has promised Bethesda, okay, I'm going to name a nail polish after you. We're going to have Bethesda Blue, Bethesda Bad Bitch
Bethesda
Blue.
Bethesda Blue is crazy. But what does Bethesda Blue have to do with 1973? You were not there at that Harlem basement party.
You're doing too much math, okay? You are in trigonometry right now. We are in grade school math. We got a red folder. The math is not going to math as hard. I feel like you are in calculus right now, Mel, and you got to bring it all the way back to 1 + 1 = 2.
Because it's a scam, so it don't have to make sense. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the math doesn't need to be mathed like that. You got a TI-89, babes. We're writing boots on a calculator
logic,
over here.
My bad. I'm sorry.
We got a calculator we got for free out the wallet at the Marshalls. You over here with a TI 89 Pro. No, you arithmeticing, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
So,
listening.
Promising, you know, Instagram fame, which now everybody wants to get more followers. I understand in this particular industry, because if you want to do like high profile clients who obviously will pay a lot more for your services. And also when you do high profile clients, then you can charge your other clients even more because you're like, when I'm not doing your nails, like I'm doing Chloe and Halle, or I'm doing like my nail tech is a celebrity nail tech and she is not cheap, but she's also very, very, very good and makes herself available. So it's like, I'm getting what I pay for. So I understand, like, if you tired of doing a fill for $25, you trying to move up into where you can charge the girls $250 for a set. And they definitely do out here. So I understand why she's falling for this. And right now, it doesn't seem that weird. Like, this person's legit on the internet, you know, whatever. So the only catch is, as a show of good faith. Now, mind you, good faith. You told me I'm going to do a celebrity female rapper's nails. You haven't told me who, where, when, why. But I got to show good faith. But you
already making me nothing.
You ain't showing me nothing. So as a show of good faith, Nails by Nisha told Bethesda that she had to purchase one of the kits for $800. The kit itself would have been worth the money, and I was told my flight and accommodation would be taken care of for the event. Before I sent the money, we signed a contract to this effect. Now, here's my thing. A nail kit versus the flight and accommodation, one of those is more expensive than the other. And I'm going to go with the flight and accommodation. You know, Boeing only got two planes left that the doors ain't flew off of. So if you want to get on one of them good joints that's going to take off and land, like, it's going to cost you. So why would I pay for the nail kit and you're paying for the most expensive part?
So what's the nail kit? Because let's get some clarity on what the itemized contents of this nail kit is. What is that?
In here, I think she's going to tell us a little bit about what the nail kit is, but it's a little out of order. So I think we're going to get an answer to your question. Okay. So long story short, the event that she signed the contract for, Bethesda signed the contract for, never happened. After being pushed back over and over again, I think a version of the event did take place at a small pop-up space, but my flight and hotel were never mentioned again. Jesus. And it's unclear whether the kits were actually even produced. By this point, I had told Nails by Nisha that I no longer was interested in the kit and I would just as soon get my money back. So Bethesda was like, give me my money back. You ain't giving me nothing. Hand it over. Zelle, Venmo, Cash App if you're really doing crime. I'll take a carrier pigeon, a raven from Game of Thrones. Just give me my coins back in my pocket. I'm with you on that, Bethesda.
Yeah.
Because also, she doesn't have this nail kit, which was also promised, right? Bethesda said that she told me it would be no problem. That ain't no problem. Get your money back. And that I would get it back within 24 hours. But of course, this never happened either. My friends and I finally did some digging, and it turns out that not only has she been previously arrested for identity theft, but this is a scam she's been perpetrating for a while, creating pop-ups and events and getting nail techs to put money up under the promise of career advancement. We jumped the shark. Nails by Nisha been doing
Now, Nisha, that's a big fail. We and the pop-ups, you popping up out people's debit card transactions.
She said, pop up and I'm going to pop out, okay?
Pop.
And then she's gone. That's why they're called pop-ups, because she can't stay anything. We're stationary. She got to get gone quick. So we're looking at kind of nail kits right now. Judith pulled up, which these are like manicure sets, and like typically they come with lots of colors. You can get like sometimes they have colored acrylics and things that you would use.
That's,
you know, doing nails
stuff. I don't care. These are like art sets. Remember you get art sets when you was little. Mm-hmm. This is giving art sets. Even the little drills is $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos said you can get this for $44.99 if you want the deluxe. So that's a little curious. No way. So Nails by Nisha has been impersonating people, robbing people, and doing these pop-ups and popping out, right? She's not a catfish. She is actually a celebrity nail technician. And here is her full government name. Bethesda, I'm not going to say the full government name. So Bethesda said, I was a genuine fan and I was so excited she reached out to me. I don't want to be the person to do this to her, but it doesn't look like anyone else's efforts to stop her have worked. So I'm calling on you for help. Damn. Okay, Bethesda. If this is something you're interested in covering, I can send you our DM and Instagram history, the contacts, etc. But this is all I'm going to take because I do not want to be sued by this person. But I will say there's a lot of this happening currently because when people get followings on Instagram, people will treat you differently. If they see a blue check, if they see if you have over a certain amount of followers, they do assume things about you that may not be true. A lot of people who have hundreds of thousands of followers on Insta or on TikTok, or they have even millions of followers, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have money. Followers does not equate income. It does not equate success in every right or facet of that, you know, industry, whatever the industry may be. And people now equate that like, oh, if you have a lot of followers, you must be rich or you must be successful or you must have opportunities.
At all.
People can buy their followers. People can, you know, I mean, with the algorithms now, you can't even tell who bought their followers anymore because it looks like I bought mine sometimes because Mark Zuckerberg would be unless you pay us, we hide everything you post.
Right.
Sometimes I'll post something and then just archive it to fuck with the algorithm. Because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, you're not going to let me have my platform anymore because I won't give you $14.99 a month. Like, be serious.
Literally, I have 350,000 followers on TikTok. And sometimes I get 200 likes on a post.
Yep. That's why they came up with hide like, because they know. I'm like, how do I have 100?
It's bad.
What are we doing? And it'll be like 5. It looks like I purchased my followers. It looks like that for a lot of people now. And people are doing all they can to try to beat the algorithm. I'm like, I don't got time to fight the algorithm.
You try to do like a static post, just a picture on the picture website. And they're like, fuck you.
Right.
So now you got a damn near dance in the background of your flyer. So it's just so you can, it can be a reel.
That's literally what the girls are doing. They are dancing with their flyer in the background. And if you edit it on TikTok and save it and put it on Instagram, it will also be suppressed because Instagram can read where the video was edited. And if it says TikTok in whatever code, they will suppress it because that's not their site. They want you to put the reel up and edit it on Instagram as if it's easy to do that on Instagram. But like, Instagram, step your shit up if you want to, if you can hold us hostage.
And then I'd be having to edit stuff in InShot and then post on both. But God forbid I put text in the video that says like, click my bio or something like that. Then it's up. Hidden.
If they see a link in where? Link to where? Is it to Instagram shop? Oh, well, then we ain't linking.
Are you taking people off of my application?
That's crazy because we will not be letting that happen.
Robbery!
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And fraud!
But let's get into my favorite segment of the show. Historic Hoodwinks, this is where I will regale Mel with the famous con caper group of criminals. We'll see. And we're going to get our opinions all throughout. Interrupt, tangents, okay. Whatever. Let's have a good time. I do want to make a content warning up here. There is a mention of sexual assault and violence. Y'all know that this podcast, we keep it pretty light. So we're going to go over that with a lot of ease and care and move past it as quickly as possible. But we'll put a content warning and a time warning in the episode just in case, you know, I understand sometimes we try to hear that. But also just hearing that up top, thank you for the warning, Kaylin. I don't know if I'm going to be on the scammer side. So... I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be. Actually, I can almost be positive. Unless that happened to somebody else and the scammer didn't do it. So we'll see. But so today we're going to be talking about something that happened over the course of 5 days. In the fall of 2023, so recent, a group of hackers tried to take MGM Las Vegas' fourth most profitable casino for 30 million of them things. So the heist. On the night of Friday, September 8th, 2023, just 4 days after Beyonce's birthday.
Right.
And when the girls are really broke, you know, because Beyonce really came for our coins. So she's coming for them again.
Recovering from Renaissance. Yeah.
She's really not giving us a break here. She was like, and now Cowboy Carter. And it's like, I need the merch. I need to go on the tour. Yeah.
Did you see the $300 jacket? Did you see it?
Now, why would you tell me about that? Because now I got to go look at it after this.
The $300 jean jacket that she's selling. And it's like, Beyonce, we don't have any more money. I don't
and
have any more money, Beyonce.
Sacred hair care. I'm like, Beyonce,
we're poor. People are still Klarna-ing their Renaissance tickets.
Right. They ain't paid those off. Beyonce, at least in the... Remember in magazines where they used to have like samples and it'd be like in a little plastic thing you could squeeze and Beyonce, it would dab it on. You would rub the magazine all over your body.
That's all we got.
Beyonce, at least
confirming the last thing you released. Yes, this is the jacket.
Judith, you are wrong for this. Why would you pull up this jacket like this? Judith, because now I'm looking at it and I really want it on my body. Don't I need that?
That ain't no $300 jacket, Beyonce. You could at least put some Beyonce sweat on it and a couple locks of hair.
I'm right. Maybe she touching each one. If they told me she ran her hand over it, maybe, you know. Oh, it says bucking 100%. No, I need this on my body.
Beyonce. Maybe like a Beyonce sneeze on the sleeve. I need to know that there's some Beyonce DNA on it before I pay $300.
Like, Blue Ivy need to dance in each one and then mail it to us.
I got the box. You got my money.
Yeah, she's gotten all of our coins. She said, I'm not done. I would like more of it. Oh, man. And now, like, you know, Cowboy Carter, now we have the, like, Sharons and the Carols from HR. They love Cowboy Carter. And I love that for them. But now I just know that this tour is going to be even harder to get because Carol inherited a house in the will. And she definitely got some coins set aside, whereas I don't own property.
The tour is going to be crazy. I'm not going to fight for the tour. But I just hope that this gives Mother her album of the year. Because if they play in her face again, because I know Taylor's dropping this year too, mm-hmm. but if they play in Beyonce's face again, I'm going to have a problem.
We all will. I mean, I think the Grammys need to be having higher security. We will be outside and we are finna
trust
you.
You will be dealt with.
Trust and believe. Okay, we are all going to be standing on Fortune 500 business if she does not win. We are tired of the
disrespect. We'll be outside of the Recording Academy
like
with razor blades and lemon juice. Ready.
And lemonade, okay, for you.
Ah,
we make a lemonade out of you. Also an album that should have won Album of the Year. So,
facts.
The Heist. On the night of Friday, September 8th, 2023, a group of mostly teenage hackers called Star Fraud. Love the name. We love branding. Sure. Y'all are stars. Y'all doing fraud. We know what we're getting. And sometimes they were called Scattered Spider. That don't hit as hard. Let's go with Star Fraud.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They made a call to MGM Resorts tech support. The person on the line claimed to be an employee. They're from Star Fraud. They claimed to be an employee calling MGM's tech support, but had forgotten their password and was locked out of their account. So they said, hey, it's me. I work for y'all at M, the G, and the M, and I'm locked out of my account and my password. I don't have that. So MGM verified their information, and tech support, the agent, helped them reset their password.
Oh, man.
So, MGM tech support, are y'all outsourced? Because it's giving, you're nowhere near the MGM, and maybe you're in some part of India or Florida or...
How did we get here?
Hey, it's me. I work for y'all. Yeah. I forgot my password and my name and my social and my current address.
Oh, yeah. Here's someone's personal information. Like, what? Okay, go ahead.
By the time the actual employee received the notification that his password had been reset and contacted tech support, it was too late. So he got an email and was like, yo, we've updated your password at your job. And was
what
like,
password?
No, wait a minute.
I'm at my desk.
What are you talking about? My grandmama maiden card? Wait a minute.
How do we even?
My favorite bird? Who knew that? Wait a minute.
How did you even get my security questions? And okay.
That's why you need to make your security questions.
And if these are high school kids, these are teenagers, why y'all not in school? They don't give out homework no more?
Listen, they are in the school of life. They are going to Scam Goddess School of Fraud.
This is for my 20-somethings.
Hey.
Time really moves fast. You were just 16. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, always a Beyonce moment.
Always.
No, I love it. Always Beyonce always on...
Always on beat.
On burglary. Always on beat, on burglary, on scams, on cons.
Okay.
So, Star Fraud, let's figure out a little bit about them. So, it sprung out of a large online community called The Calm. That's with an M, The Calm. So, over the last 5 years, The Calm has become one of the biggest cybersecurity problems in the continental U.S. Love that for them.
Wow.
They said, we are a problem. We online, we doing crime, and we're having a great time. I'm here for it. This online community has spent years honing and sharing techniques and scripts to maneuver their way through the weak points of like over a dozen major companies. So this is a community. I've been talking about how we need more shared spaces and community. And these people have gotten together. They're lifting each other up.
You can say
crime.
That. You're about to say in felonious activities, but okay.
They're mentoring one another.
But like, are they getting the money? How are they getting the money and not getting caught? Are they all rich? Like, are they all still trying to get it out the mud? Because at this point, you on your fifth big scam.
It's giving get it out the mud because they're all sharing information, which means nobody really had all the keys to the kingdom. So somebody got to get all the rings like Thanos.
Right.
And then they're going to run the perfect scam. So the Calm has successfully posed as FBI agents to trick Apple and Meta agents into handing over their home addresses and phone numbers of users. So they done called Steve Jobs and them. They done called Tim Apple and them and got people's information. We're like, hey, it's us, the F, the B, and the I. Because I feel like anytime the FBI calls a place like Meta or Apple, they're like, oh, Lord, what do we do this time? Did they find out about the trust laws that we breaking? Like, they are breaking so many laws over there.
Sorry, y'all. Okay, y'all private info is on the net.
All right.
We sold it to Netflix.
You gave it to us.
Yeah, like.
Did you read the Apple contract that says we are not liable for anything that we do to you at any time? Because we make it real long, so you just click OK, accept, and then keep going.
I never read
scrolling.
It, too. I probably have sworn over my firstborn.
I'm sure they got my kidneys at this point. Like, I know they do. Somebody just going to show up at my door and be like, remember you got that iPhone 14? Yeah, we going to need that. We're going to need that kidney.
Think about.
Yeah, run it up.
We
got to
put it in this little igloo cooler.
We're going to do it in your house. On some ice. Said no hospital treatment. You got two ocular nerves. We gonna need you to come up off one of them.
Just
okay.
We need that whole spinal cord up off your big dog. Thank
you. Yeah, lay down and stay down. So they've hacked their way into Microsoft, NVIDIA, Uber, and Samsung.
Correct.
And I want to note here that NVIDIA is a tech company that invents the GPU and drives advances in AI, HPC, gaming, creative design, and autonomous vehicles and robotics. Sheesh. So all the things that we saw in movies that were warning us that we did not need, NVIDIA is doing them. So I don't know if I mind that y'all are getting scammed because we really don't need AI.
Because somebody tweeted the other day, they were like, told you.
Right. Someone tweeted, they were like, why do we have AI for doing artistic, creative things or all the work that I want to do, but there's no AI to do my dishes and my laundry? That's what we want AI for. Why is AI doing all the stuff we want to do as humans, but not, like, you can get an AI girlfriend, but ain't nobody AI mopping my floor yet. What's going on?
AI taxes, AI going to the DMV. And that's, you know, and then that would be just robots. But again, iRobot has told us repeatedly, don't y'all make them damn robots.
Right, because the robots gonna start beefing with us. They're gonna be like, I hate her.
That chest gonna turn red.
I don't even have a Roomba because I don't play that. My Roomba ain't gonna roll up on me in the middle of the night.
I hate my mom has one. I hate him because like when the lights go out, he get to beeping and just rolling around. No.
Yeah, what you mean you roaming around my house? You don't pay rent here.
And you really not cleaning up that well.
Mm-mm, just moving around, just doing a two step, trying to tell somebody you getting dirt. Right, and you a circle. How you hitting corners, Roomba? Ain't doing shit. Mm-mm, not here for it. So many members of the Calm have an affinity for targeting gaming companies, probably because they play a lot of games too. So last year, a Calm fringe group called Lapsus, and the last S is a dollar sign. So they're really trying to tell you they get money.
These names.
Lapsus. They said they sus and we on a laptop. Laptop suspicion. It's led by a 17-year-old and they stole the source code to the then unreleased Grand Theft Auto 6 and tried to exploit its developer Rockstar Games for millions of dollars. So they said, if you want Grand Theft Auto back, because we just Grand Thefted it from you, Rockstar, you're going to have to run up on some coins. And that potentially, if that game linked online, like that game makes so much money that...
People have been waiting over 10 years.
I mean, I played Vice City. I never did any of the challenges. I just drove around and stole money from people. I don't know if that's good for your psyche, but I had a good time.
You know, I played Grand Theft Auto for the first time for real, like last year, and I was driving around. I'm just not. My only driving game that I previously played was Crazy Taxi. So I was driving like it was Crazy Taxi. And Grand Theft Auto does not allow that. Like, you are getting actual damage to his vehicle. Now you can't drive it anymore. Like, I got in a police chase, and I got stuck, and I couldn't back out. They were shooting at me. And I managed to get away, though. It was really crazy, because I'm just like... But the way that, like, the police chase, and it starts flashing red, and I was covered in sweat. I'm like, how do y'all play this? This is...
You stressed out? How I feel about...
Re-stressed.
That's how I feel about certain rap music. Like, I have a very good friend, Brie, who loves, like, any new rap song that comes out, trapping, rapping. Like, she's on Rap Genius, memorizing the lyrics and driving around with it, playing full blast in her car. And a lot of those songs have lots of gunshots in them and sirens. And I'm like, I'm jumping because I'm like, is someone shooting or are the police following us? I'm like, how do you just listen to this on your serene drive to your job?
I don't know. If people, like, my friends make fun of me because I'm always listening to, like, 90s and 2000 R&B. but it's calming. I tried to like listen when that little trend was like Lil Von, King Von, and Lil Durk. It's like, yeah, that's Evil Twin. I'm okay, this is fun on TikTok. Let me listen to the whole song. It's like murder, 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 kill, kill, murder, murder, sorry, kill, 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 blood, shot, shot, pop, pop.
And people are like, this is what I meditate to. Like, every day I get up and I set my intentions to brah, brah, brah.
I'm listening to Johnny Gill. Johnny would never say these things.
Right, he sure wouldn't.
It's a good Christian car.
Oh, we have is much more than they can see. Like, that's what I need, what we have. I can't be listening to the brah, rah,
rah, rah, rah. That's like, what makes
in the
it.
Morning, first thing I wake up, before I put on my makeup and say a little prayer for you, I gotta hear the gunshots.
Good morning, now wake up. Before I put on my makeup. Oh, look, listening to some Ozzy Brothers or something. I can't do it.
I'm not Griselda. I can't do it. Comps exploits have even left the digital world. So we were talking about the digital spaces where they're stealing, right? They've been known to hire accomplices to throw Molotov cocktails and fire guns in the homes of their rivals. So they are an internet gang.
I'm about to say, this is gang activity now. Gang shit is what they're doing. Yeah.
They're finding IP addresses.
Are we safe for talking about this? Because I'm scared now.
Right, I don't want them to get my IP.
Please do not pull up on me. Do not cocktail me. I'm doing the best I fucking can.
You know, out of gangs, there always sprouts a rapper. You know, so I can't wait for. There's already some IP like TikTok rappers. We can be talking about TJ6X and stuff, but I want a rapper to come out and be like, "Hey, yo, drop that IP. We gonna slide through. You been typing big shit. Let me see your crew. We coding all night. Got them scripts right. Finna hack the MGM." Get that money tight. Yeah, I could do this.
Like,
maybe
what
do
the video vixens look like for hackers?
They gotta be like Sims. Like, they gotta just be like Sims.
They're gonna be like Sharon Plankton's wife. It's gonna be like a computer with wheels, and it's gonna have like titties, and it's just gonna be like.
Yep. I want it to be like that girl. What was her name? Pinky Doll or something? I'm like, tastes so good.
Ice cream so good. Yum yum yum.
Ice cream so good. Yep yep yum. I want that to be their bad bitch. Like their
digital blow up dolls. What?
Let's keep it in theme. Comp hackers have stolen millions. This has included victims that were teenagers on the other end of sextortion schemes, which that is fucked up. And if you don't know what sextortion is, we now have a word for it. We call it home passion on this podcast. Y'all know what that is. We're like, maybe you're on Tinder or maybe you're, you know, in a dating app or something, or somehow someone has gotten a hold of your like nudity or explicit videos or things like that. And they'll be like, I'm putting this on Facebook for your grandpappy to see unless you send me some money or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, like extortion via like exposing things of a sexual nature. According to cybersecurity firm Unit 221B, which is a reference to Sherlock Holmes's address 221B Baker Street. I love that y'all are getting into the lore with these names. Most of Comms members are, in quotes, basically children from the US, Canada, and the UK who grew up in online communities that groom children to do cybercrime.
What?
So y'all gotta watch y'all's kids when they logging on, when they logging off. Because back in the olden times, we got on the computer, it'd be like, nah, nah, nah,
brr, 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 brr. Listen.
So your parents could hear when you got online. Now you got a computer on your phone, you got laptops, iPads, like, you never know when you're online.
Do you know what kind of groom? Like, that's a hard level grooming. It's one thing to do like sexual grooming, because not that it's good, but like, that's not really hard to do. But for cybersecurity, like when I was on the internet as a teen, I was watching J Smooth videos. They was humping ottomans in living rooms. They were grinding and gyrating. That's what I wanted to see. These kids are getting introduced to a life of crime. They getting RICOs off the internet.
And to be roped into a RICO as a kid is just nasty work. But these kids are thinking like, it's a quick, easy way to make money. I mean, we see that colleges aren't guaranteeing careers anymore. So people are trying to figure out how they're going to get their coins when they have to move out of their parents' house. You know what I mean? You only get free 9 months rent in the womb. And then if you're lucky and get good parents, you might get 18 years at the cribbo. If you're real lucky, you might get, you know, maybe to 25, 26. You know what I mean? Just depends on how blessed you were with who you were born to, which is not always the case. So they were grooming these kids, right? And Star Fraud began targeting MGM's weakest point, the tech support systems that helped people get into their online accounts when they were locked out. They were able to gain the personal information used to verify employee identities with support agents by mining massive hordes of stolen data on the internet. Mm. So, like, anytime you get on the data, when they say they're getting them cookies, babes, those cookies are expensive. Those are designer cookies that they're stealing from you. And so once they have aggregated enough information from a specific MGM employee, then they're like, okay, let's go over here and pretend to verify that information so we can get the real passcodes. So in other cases, Star Fraud was also known to target people individually and threaten them into releasing their personal information. So they said either we're going to get it online because someone already stole it from you, or we're going to slide up to your house with our laptops, gang, gang. We're going to beat you with the MacBook, and then we're going to need you to type in your information after the beating. You know what I mean? The computer pretty durable when it's closed. At first, some of Star Fraud's activities with MGM were more juvenile. Like, they would rename files with racist or crude names.
Of course.
And use eggplant emojis prodigiously.
Teenagers.
I don't know why, but, like, this is a part of so many, like, young, non-people of color. Like, why when y'all were teenagers, y'all had a racist phase? I never had a racist phase when I was a teenager.
It's just like, oh, that's fun. But you know what? Especially, like, you're a white boy, but you're a loser. I need to make someone feel, I need to feel better than someone. Oh, yeah. I'm not black. F them, you know? Or even,
yeah. Besides, the girl is too.
I'm not a girl, so I can punch down on girl. I'm not gay. So let me, the people want
at least I'm not black. There was that one girl who went viral on TikTok. She's like, I may be poor, I may be ugly, but at least I'm not black. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm neither of those things, but I am black. You just down bad, sweetie.
What
was that girl from the Harmonies? One of them Fifth Harmonies who had the racist
Camilla
blog.
Had a full KKK Tumblr. Like,
and like, ma'am.
Yeah, like, Normani, the crazy one.
Right. Now, have I been on the KK website as a kid? Yes, I wanted to see what they were doing over there, but I was not contributing. But they had a website, so let me read it. I didn't know they were still active.
A public www.kkk.com.
www.kkk.
Yeah.
Okay. You can see their bulletin boards. You know, maybe they have an ice cream social. All the ice cream
white. A
little
white. Mixer.
Right. You know, where you can be racist near you.
What y'all doing for Black History Month? You know, just...
crime.
Hate one.
They celebrate it in the opposite way. So they're obviously gaining access to more and more things. They're growing. So when they gain access to more and more accounts, by the evening of September 9th, MGM executives knew that there was a full-scale crisis because they had started getting all these people's information from tech support, and then the real employees would call and be like, I ain't changed my password. And then MGM was like, oh, maybe a snafu. And then too many snafus started to line up, and MGM was like, now wait a damn minute.
Baby.
But we snaffed. Like, they did them shenanigans once, and now they shenanigans again.
Again and again.
So, again and again. So, around 5 a.m. the following morning, Chief Executive Bill Hornbuckle.
You know he got money.
If you lived your whole life with that name, you got coins. No one insults the Hornbuckle name.
Doug Dimmadone ass name.
Right. He is a Doug Dimmadone ass. Yes. And look at him. He is giving Hornbuckle
energy.
That is
Hornbuckle. What is it? Hornbuckle?
Hornbuckle.
You couldn't get that suit tailored, all that money you got?
He said, I got so much money, I don't even got to tailor
the
suit.
Big body men's ass suit. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Right. It is definitely given like Easter Sunday, or like I got court in 15 minutes, so we just had to swing by the warehouse.
Very much and public defender ass suit.
Oh, it is given public defender. It's given, let's plead out. And it's like, you don't know my name.
You don't even know your name, what I did. You did it. Whatever it is, you're guilty.
You did it, whatever
I'm sure.
It is.
Looking at you, you're guilty.
Yeah, due to 5 years. Okay, so Hornbuckle gave the order to start shutting down some of the company's systems. Communications between employees would become more difficult, but at least it would shut down the hackers and give the IT team time to clean things up. So the IT team basically is going to work on cleaning it up, getting rid of the hackers. But in order to do that, they have to shut down communication between a lot of employees. Now, what is that leaving? Hornbuckle, you made the wrong choice. I hope you lost your job after this. Because so you want the people who are already being hacked to now be in the dark and unable to communicate with one another? Like, the hackers are going to be like, this is...
Perfect.
The hackers found a window opportunity.
Perfect.
And Hornbuckle, you opened the damn door. They were like, let's walk right inside.
They saw an opportunity and they took it.
Clean your feet on the welcome mat, y'all, because we indoors now. Like, what? So, however, repairing the systems proved to be like a whack-a-mole. And when a member of the incident response team tried to use Microsoft Teams to call an employee whose password had just been reset, one of the hackers answered. So now they calling people on Teams, which Microsoft Teams, well, please get your system together because I get so stressed when I have to use it. But they done called on Teams and the hacker picked up like, hello, yeah, it's me, real employee at MGM. What's good? Oh, I've been hacked. That's crazy. What's my new password? Mm? What?
It's just, so how do y'all keep fucking up like this?
Because they weren't prepared. These kids have been online studying. They're getting straight A's in crime.
I'm trying to figure out what do you get from this? Go ahead.
They trying to get the bag. So this is when all hell broke loose. By Monday morning, the hack had made international news, and MGM released a statement that it was investigating the cybersecurity issue. Guests at the casino began experiencing compounding problems as the company shut systems down or they were infiltrated. According to one player, he tried to cash out his winnings at a slot machine but was met with an error message, and he waited 45 minutes for help, and no one showed. Look at this. Now, it was no error when I put my coins in, but it's an error when I want my coins out.
Run me my money, MGM. And then it's like this cartoony-ass Power Rangers-ass graphic.
What is this graphic? This don't even look like a professional graphic.
Somebody made this on Microsoft Word.
They were like, we'll never have to use it. Just had a little paper clip. Just arrange it on clip art. That's all we need. Just
put
that in.
Looks like you're missing a comma. He was shoving at the bottom right of your screen. You sure? Like, move, paperclip, damn.
Right. Paperclip definitely designed this, okay? Because y'all didn't spend no money on this. So like many casinos on the Strip, MGM offered most of its services on apps, including hotel check-ins, room keys, and slot machine balances. So when the apps were offline, the entirety of MGM's resort scrambled to turn up its operation, including 37,200 hotel rooms and 1 million square feet of casino floors. And they had to go back to manual mode for all of that. So you went from having the key cards and it's all digital to like, hold on, y'all. We got somebody hand me key 2456 on floor 46. Here go your key.
Like, this is just a nightmare.
This is horrific.
And it's your birthday. You about to get some and you can't even get in your god doggone room.
Oh, no. You're not getting no birthday sex. You're not getting no birthday drink.
They probably was hunching behind the slot machine. Somebody was in the hunching in the lobby because like, look.
A new problem arises. It's just hedonism now. Everyone's right. Like, we got it. It's my birthday.
Well, I can't get in my room and I'm drunk. So we're going to just hunch right here by the fountain. And
fuck you mean?
By the Lions and MGM and you'll be fine.
You're going to the public bathroom. People are in their shower and they locked our rooms out. So we got to get our shower.
Wash my ass.
Right. We got to get to Adele tonight. What do you mean? Adele didn't have no breakdown. Like, we got to get over there
Usher's
rolling the
performing.
Deep.
I got to go to Usher. And y'all talking about...
Right.
I get it.
And you got to go smelling good at Usher because you know he going to grind up on everybody's wife. So... They now had to check in thousands of guests with a pen and paper and issue the physical hotel keys like we were talking. Even the elevators, normally operated through mobile app, had to be reassigned to individual employees with walkie-talkies just to operate. So now you got an old school elevator operator in there pushing buttons like, that's, hey, club, what floor y'all going to?
That's ridiculous. They may as well
LaRon
just pull gotta it.
LaRon got to get in there. Right? LaRon on the pulley like, how many floors? Tell me when to stop.
Goodness gracious.
So it wasn't until the following morning that MGM received an email with Star Fraud's demands. Star Fraud emailed Hornbuckle a standard ransom note stating that he had installed software that would freeze systems across the MGM network. They were demanding more than $30 million for the cryptographic keys that would allow MGM to resume operations. So they said, do y'all want to be a casino again? Run us our $30 million. Otherwise, have fun pulling your elevators up and writing down your room numbers.
So how did this work? So they send the $30 million and then these 14-year-olds all over the country just all split $500,000. Like, what? How do we?
They probably have like a wallet, a digital wallet that no one can access. And then they'll probably like split the money out of that digital wallet. Like maybe they all have the passcode to that one wallet. And then it'll be in Bitcoin or some other kind of like cyber coin. And then they can use that to convert it into USD or Canadian dollars or UK pound because they were in different countries too. What I find so interesting about this too is I hope if you were in the MGM while this hack was happening that you went to your mini bar and you just took everything out and ran it up. Because how did who go check you, boo? Y'all got to get y'all's too.
Fine. Time to order room service. They probably the stove's probably cut off. Everything operated by a computer. It's like Eagle Eye.
Really, it is. But once you start leaning in too hard, this is going to happen. Yeah. So last year, Star Fraud partnered with a Russian group called the ALPHV, known to the FBI as one of the most active hacking operations in the world.
Oh,
Star Fraud plan to use ALPHV's ransomware software to encrypt and essentially cripple thousands of MGM computer systems and claim that they would issue the keys that would decrypt them once MGM paid up the $30 million in coins, right? I'm not working with no Russians on no type of crime because nothing. I just feel like that's not collaborative. Like, I'm gonna be dead by the end, no matter if it goes well. I've never heard anybody.
They crime too good. I'm gonna be intimidated.
No. Also, I just feel like I've never heard anybody who was not Russian, like not in the, you know, gang, be like, oh, I had a great time working with the Russian criminals and they didn't murder me or defenestrate me at all.
Yeah, no, thank you. Y'all got it.
No, ma'am.
No. Nope.
Y'all got it. Yeah, Stratsvutsi. I can't get involved with y'all. So MGM didn't respond, likely because their email was down and Hornbuckle did not have access to his inbox.
Fair.
When Hornbuckle and his security team finally received communication of their demands, they found them ridiculous. So Hornbuckle couldn't even get in his own damn email. But by the time he got in, he was like, we ain't doing this.
It's already bad.
So by this point, MGM systems had already been down for 2 days and they had no reason to trust that Starfy was going to give it back. MGM continued to ignore the hackers' increasingly angry messages. So at first they were like, hey, 30 mil, we'll fix this problem for you. And they're like, hey, bitch. Did you not hear us? We gonna shut everything down. Ain't gonna be no M, ain't gonna be no Jim, ain't gonna be no other M when we done. And like, it's just increasingly angry. Your mama, you a bitch. Eggplant.
Well,
eggplant.
Now I'm not sending in $30 million now because you're being rude.
Right. Not you talking about my mama. So as Star Fraud was booted from their network, they threatened to break in all over again, and there was little stopping them. So they say, oh, you kicking us out? We will be back tomorrow.
Oh,
and
no.
Worse. On MGM's part, they were now faced with the task of not just cleaning up the infected parts of their computer systems, but having to rebuild thousands of servers from scratch. Jesus. And the cost to do that far exceeded the ransom request. MGM did the rebuild anyway. Now y'all being petty, just go ahead and give them the 30 mil. But you know what? Who's to stop them from doing it again? You give a blackmailer money once, they coming back. They spinning the block. Eventually, it's just going to be like, hey, MGM, it's time for your yearly 30 mil
hey,
so that you can
y'all
use
locked
your
in?
Casino. You're locked into our plan now. We protect you from being hacked by us by you giving us $30 million each year. Y'all like it? So meanwhile, the players still couldn't use tickets to cash out winnings at the casino floor. Executives walked around with fanny packs of cash to help the waiting players. The lines to receive money were so long, some people waiting for just a couple dollars walked away. MGM got to keep a couple bucks. Guests waiting in long lines to check into their rooms were handed cocktails as a consolation. So they're like, let's get them drunk. Then they won't realize they don't got a room to sleep in. This is a lot of people.
It's giving very much like end of the world, Armageddon type shit.
Right. You came to Vegas for a good time.
I know they
missed
their flights.
Ooh. Or like, I just know that, like, imagine dealing with this many angry people. Like, you went from working at a bougie hotel to now you basically customer service for Spirit. Because everybody who walks up in this line is going to cuss you out.
Everybody. Everybody's pissed. Look at this. They got the hands on the hips, feet wide.
Oh, yeah. These are angry stances.
They got the looks in their eyes. They're pissed.
Look at this one white woman in the front here. She got one arm across her, like under her bosom, and then one arm. That's the sense of a woman who's had enough. Like she's calling
the manager. Karen so hard when she gets up there.
Woo! And she's far back in the line. So by the time she get up there, she's gonna be nice and angry.
And I know
okay?
it's zigzag all the way up. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. This is like a Six Flags line. You're not getting any closer. It's just zigging
Goliath.
And zagging you.
Yeah. Mm.
I hate those kinds of lines. They know they're wrong for that. Because you
don't
think
it's
shorter than it is.
You don't give me no entertainment or nothing. You just stand there in line.
Y'all got to get the flamethrowers out or something. But I guess they were giving them cocktails. Like, we get them drunk. They wait in the line. So the aftermath, 6 days after the hackers first called, MGM claimed that guest relations mostly returned to normal. They made a regulatory filing 25 days after the initial breach in which they admitted that they were still restoring client-facing systems. So when I hear client-facing, I already know what that is. It's a cute, fancy way to say customer service. Like, I be saying I'm client-facing because I be talking to people. So it's like, you're telling us that, you're telling the press. Right. And you're also telling the press, oh, everything's all good. We're back to business as usual. Y'all come down to the MGM. And then they get there and they still got to wait in that Six Flags line because y'all really haven't fixed it.
How could you possibly fix that quick?
Exactly. So the lasting damage would hang around for weeks longer. That same week, Caesars Entertainment, arguably MGM's biggest rival on the strip, reported that they paid half of a similar $30 million ransom demand to a group of hackers over the summer. So Caesars was like, oh, that ain't no problem. We'll bring you the money because we are not about to fix this. MGM was like, uh-uh. We don't bend the knee to cyber terrorism. Y'all might have needed to bend that knee because Caesars was like, we've been up and running.
For half the price.
Right.
And couldn't avoid all of that. But it's like, they just walk around like Debo to all the hotels. give me your money. I'm hacking all your shit.
Yanking every hotel's chain. They said, give us the money or we taking the water fountain out front. The water is not going to dance, twerk.
Give it here, Bellagio.
It ain't going to move again.
Hand
the water
here.
Never going to ballet, okay? Unless you give us the money. So while Star Fraud was able to steal names and contact information for a number of guests before March of 2019, MGM maintains their credit card and bank information was still secure. MGM, I don't know if y'all telling the truth because it seems like... Right. They were like, don't worry about that, sweetheart. Everything is good over at MGM. Give us your card number.
Is it?
However, a number of MGM employees claim their information was, in fact, stolen. Mm-hmm. Info that included their social security number, bank info, and their children's social security number. Not they robbing your unemployed children. How you gonna get my baby bad credit and they in the first grade? That's not right.
Oh, no.
So we're looking at a release text here. It said it's not just our work schedule. This is an MGM employee. They're saying it wasn't just our work schedule that essentially was hacked. It's anything to do with being an employee at MGM. No schedule, no vacation, PTO hours, all info pertaining to my 401k, my time card, and tokens made. I don't know what tokens are. Attendance points, tokens made probably.
Yeah.
They hacked into our entire employment info, my social, my husband and my kids' socials, all my bank info. We have gotten zero answers about anything. You can repost this, but keep my name out of it. They are more worried about the slots and ATMs working. Wow. So first of all, why do they have your social and your little baby social?
I mean, if they breach the data, then they breach the data. So that's, I guess, all part of the big data of it all to answer those, you know, maiden name questions in elementary school and all that other shit.
It feels a little scammy to me that the MGM was like, okay, we got to get the slots and the ATMs back working so we can get our coins. But, oh, wow, your PTO disappeared. Damn, that's crazy. Well, I guess you got to just earn more. And we can never remember how much PTO you had. So it's null.
Now, don't piss me off. Because I still got to come to work through all this bullshit.
And PTO, if you don't know, is paid time off. So it's actually convenient for MGM to be like, oh, we don't know how much paid time off we know owe you. So maybe just time off without pay. And they got the kids' names and the husbands because of healthcare. So if you have your family on your healthcare plan from MGM, then they have to give their information too. So damn, you got insurance and now you in bad hands. So a number of MGM employees claim their information was stolen, right? In total, Star Fraud cost MGM about $100 million in lost hotel and casino revenue, in addition to $10 million in payment for the cybersecurity response, roughly $80 million more than requested ransom payment. They expect cybersecurity insurance to cover the cost. I don't know, because I feel like insurance for that much, cybersecurity might be like, well, did you pay the ransom? Because Caesar's Palace paid the ransom, and then you would cover the ransom.
It's like, it's a slippery slope. You pay the ransom, like you said. They come back around that bike like Debo. Okay, I'm back again. We'll hack you again. You can't just come get rent.
No. And now this is called protection. That's what the mob does. And once you acquiesce to the mob once for protection, you are now getting protection from them. They're like, hey, you want us to protect you from us? You should give us some money. Otherwise, we can't guarantee what us will do. So, hey, it's time for your monthly protection payment to us so we don't harm you. Thank you so much. We love keeping you safe from us.
Run it. Or you
and
get
I
beat
do want to right. And I do want to point out here that they are still at large. So these online crime syndicates, Star Fraud, The Calm, they have not been caught. They got their coin from Caesars, and I guess they just, you know, had a good time fucking with MGM. But Mr. Hornbuckle. I don't know if you made the right choice.
Bucket.
Because you could have saved Bucket. Like a mechanical bucket. Yeah. Hornbuckle, you didn't buck hard enough. You did not buck hard enough. And you should have just paid them their bucks.
You could have just paid that $30 mil and been done with it. But again, who's to say that they would have stuck to it? They could have been like,
but if you paid the $30 mil and then pay the $10 mil to get your systems redone at a pace that works, it's still less than $110 million.
Yeah.
Mr. Hornbuckle, I don't know if you need to be working over there no more.
Yeah, Mr. Hornbuckle.
But that brings us to the end of a fantastic episode. Mel, we always ask on this podcast, where would you like to be found online?
Yes.
Anything people can see in person, your comedy,
awesome.
All of the things.
Yeah, so I should have some dates coming up in some cities. Don't know. Nothing's in stone yet. But my Instagram is It's Mel Mitch. Like, It's Mel Mitch. And then I'm the baddest Mitch on just about everything else. So, yeah, that's where I am. My podcast is Jokes on You Pod. And, yeah.
And y'all get into her content. She is so hilarious. Thank I'm constantly you. Like reposting, retweeting. You're so funny. Thank you for the joy. We really, truly need it in these times
we do.
That are trying. We do. And y'all, if you want to see these photos of Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram, if you want to chat with me, Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter, pre-order my book. The link is in the footnotes of this episode, Scam Goddess. It's a very fun book. You'll learn about true crime stories I haven't covered on here. You'll also learn a lot about me and the crimes that I've been involved with. It's been so hard not to share on the podcast. So you'll learn a lot. But congregation, y'all get out there and y'all stay bucking, okay? Getting them books and keeping them books. All right, we're out.
Bye.
Bye. Scam Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo, and our audio engineer is Rich Garcia. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets. Everything, child, is a scam to the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout.
For years, I just dreaded going to the dentist. But at Advanced Dentistry, I don't have to.
First and foremost, they want you to feel comfortable when you walk in. Like, you'll feel it. Whereas in the past, I might have gone into the dentist and thinking, I might feel some pain at some point. But with IV sedation, it can be something that you don't dread.
If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, you're not alone. Visit nofeardentist.com to learn how IV sedation can change your life.